Sam Cedar, Mark Maron.
Oh my God, 34 past the hour. Double porterhouse passing through. Man, that was good. It was good. I love to eat. I love it. That's all I got to say. Holidays, not holidays. Remember when I was a vegetarian? Remember that period? Wow, was that difficult. I don't even know if that was a waste of time or not.
Think about all the meals you've lost.
No, I don't think about that stuff. If I thought that way, Dan, I don't know. I don't want to get into it now, but there looks like there's some credibility to the idea that there's a bacteria that may make people fat. Apparently there's a type of bacteria that they have found in the intestines of obese people that apparently one of these bacteria can weigh up to 30 pounds. And if you have if you have like 10 of them in there, you got 300-pound protozoa in you. No? Nothing? Got nothing on that? We're talking about right-wing radio. We're talking about irony. We're going to talk to Lawton Smalls in just a minute. But right now I'm going to talk to Jim in Austin, Texas. Jim, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing fine. I really miss Morning Sedition.
Yeah, me too.
You were mentioning that your style of humor is to get other people to laugh at your pain.
Directly, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that is, in fact, like the definition of irony. You know, with pain, that hurts. It makes you cry. Mm. And yet what you're doing is you're having people do the opposite of that. You're having people laugh at
your
pain.
Yeah, right.
And this actually kind of ties into what makes right-wing radio so, quote, entertaining, unquote, uh-huh. is they laugh at other people's pain. With your comedy, you're getting people to laugh at your pain, and you're humanizing yourself, and you're humanizing them. With right-wing radio, they're making people laugh at other people's pain and dehumanizing the other people by doing so.
Bullying, yes, and victimizing, right.
Right, exactly. And with liberal radio, we care about other people's pain.
Yeah.
And so we don't make fun of other people like that.
Yeah, I'm tearing up a little now. I was just sarcastic. Was that ironic?
That was ironic.
All right, Jim. Thanks for calling, man. That was good. That was a good point. That was a pretty good point. Now, you said in my head, Brendan, Schadenfreude is the same. Laughing at other people's pain.
Taking pleasure in someone else's misery is, you know, I mean, the Germans have a word for everything.
Yeah. So. But that's what Schadenfreude is? But isn't there a requisite sort of like he deserved that implied in Schadenfreude?
Doesn't have to be. No. You could get Schadenfreude just from watching like a guy with a chef's tray fall down a flight of stairs. It's
right.
Just funny to you because he was trying
like
to do
on Sesame
job.
Street.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was picturing.
For wedding cakes.
Yeah.
Clank, 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 clank. But I often find that in those moments of humility or humiliation, I laugh. But there's a it's I love the laugh that can turn into tears. I love that, and more so than not, that's what I like. But also, I like completely goofy stuff.
Speaking of the laughs that turn into tears, I think we've got somebody who knows a little bit about that.
Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Mark. God's having Hanukkah. But it's not as important as Christmas.
All
Never
right.
will be.
Yeah.
Never
All right. That. All right. Okay. All right. Look, now that the Democrats kicked your pathetic asses in the midterms, the next stop is 2008 elections for president, huh? You ready for that there, Lawton?
Hey, stop
what?
Right there, mister.
Uh-huh.
God is not done with President Bush.
Yeah.
Not by a long shot. That man still has hearts to heal and brush to clear. His mountain bike to freedom will not rest until Jesus gives him a big old hug at the finish line.
Uh-huh.
He's George W. two terms mandate Bush, not George W. one and a half terms mandate Bush.
Okay, Lawton. Bush's mountain bike to freedom crashed a long time ago, my friend, and now everybody's looking around for a replacement.
Oh, sure. We'll just replace Dale Earnhardt. We'll just replace Lester Maddox. Buddy, our next president better get comfortable living in the long shadow of this one, just like a mushroom feeding on darkness and poop. That'll be the next one.
Look, I got a replacement for you. What about Barack Obama, my friend?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Uh-huh.
Don't you feel dirty right now? I can't even say that man's name. I call him Crock Carbama.
What? That's Barack Obama, and all you Republicans better get used to it. Barack Obama.
Crock Carbama. Barbama, the candidate from the great state of Al-Qaeda. No. I wouldn't let that character on a routine flight to Orlando, much less into my White House. Mark, do you know what his middle name is? I mean, do you?
I think it's Hussein.
I think it's Hussein, and you want him to be president of where, Fallujah? The only way that name could be worse is if his name were Judas Roosevelt Hitler. Or Hillary Clinton. Wait, take your pick.
All right. Look, okay, listen.
Hitler.
Lawton, come on now. Forget the name for a second. He's young.
He's 15 years old. He doesn't even shave. The man can't buy a beer. I know that for a fact.
Look, he's articulate. Tiny. Listen to me. He's articulate. He's a great public speaker. Crowds love him.
Oh, take the hook out of your mouth, Mark. He's reeling you in like a bass. Hey, I have a stack of secret documents right here that proves that crack Carbama is part of a plot by the Ayatollah Khomeini 30 years ago to take down the United States. He was built in a lab in Iran specifically to bring the jihad to white Christian America. And liberals like you say, hey, come on in. Put your feet up, Mr. Articulate. Please blow up my megachurch. Well, no, thank you.
Oh,
I like my megachurch.
Look, I know what it is. I know what it is, Watt. You don't like Obama because he's black.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking as a man who owns more than 200 Charlie Pride album. I am so offended by that remark. I am so offended.
All right, okay.
Take that back.
So you're okay with a black man as president?
Of course, Mark. Southerners are not as squeamish about race as you precious northern liberals. Oh, a black man. It's fine. You know, as long as he's for permanent tax cuts, mandatory prayer in the schools, keeping the queers from getting married, building a wall at the Mexican border, and unlimited defense contracts, the next president can be chartreuse with two heads and a tail, as far as I'm concerned.
You know what? I still think you're against Obama because he's black, Lawton.
I am against Carbama because he is a naive opportunist, because he has no experience in foreign policy whatsoever, because he's a pretty boy tool of the gay agenda, because he likes Oprah, because he's a slick tax and spend, cut and run, sound bite, centrist defeatocrat who would say anything and everything to get elected.
And because you're in love with him, aren't you, Lawton?
Oh, God, he's beautiful. Yes. He's so beautiful.
I knew it.
You know, he's like JFK crossed with the young Harry Belafonte.
Uh-huh.
Or Sidney Poitier in A Patch of Blue. You know, whatever the exact opposite of Newt Gingrich is, that's what Obama is.
Uh-huh.
And when he speaks, he's actually funny.
Yeah.
You know, not like Bush trying to be funny by laughing at his own stupid joke.
Mm-hmm.
Obama could win, you know.
Yeah.
He really could.
Yeah.
I want a black man named Barack Hussein Obama to be my president. I said it.
Yeah, wow, that was nice going.
That was
beautiful, Lawton. That was probably very hard for you. All right. All right. Take it easy, buddy. Take it easy, please. Oh, boy. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Tom DeLay and Rick Santorum in 2008. That's your team. The rat's revenge starts right now, mister. Back to Iran for you, Carbama. Take your jihad with you.
All right, Lawton. All right, Lawton. Goodbye, Lawton. What happened? What happened to my God loves you deal with it? What happened? He just hung right up on me. What happened? I miss him. We got to get him back on the phone. I want to hear him say, God loves you, deal with it. I want to get, all right, so can we do that in a second? Because I just can't go on with my day without Lawton telling me, God loves you, deal with it. So what's going on here on the phones? Man, look at all this stuff. 866-303-2270. Kevin in Manhattan, what are you thinking exactly?
Good morning,
how, buddy?
Mark.
How are you, man?
Fine.
Yeah.
Good to hear you again.
Thank you.
And I want to offer a possible definition for irony.
Okay.
One might have expected that it would be you to have a public breakdown and being heckled by a lurking conservative at a comedy club and not Michael Richards.
Yeah.
In fact, it was Michael Richards over another topic That's ironic.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I might talk about that in a minute because I haven't really addressed that. It's old news now, finally, but I have not addressed it. Thanks for your call, Kevin. What is exactly going on here? I want to hear what this is. Matt in St. Paul, Minnesota, what are you talking about?
Mark, I got a memo on my screen and dated October 25th from ABC to its radio affiliates. This came through Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting.
Yeah.
And you talked originally about the difference between right-wing and left-wing radio. So can I just read two quick paragraphs?
No, I think what it is, I know what you're talking
about. It's
about
blacklisting Air America from major advertisers. And I don't
right.
know why none of the hosts talk about this. Tom Hartman doesn't talk about it. Nobody talks about it on Air America.
Well,
why is that?
Well, I think Sam talks about it, but I'll look into it in just a second, Matt. Thanks for your call. That was the advertiser thing. I'll explain that in a minute. I'm so glad I took that call. So now I got to go dig into the files and get look. You know, honestly, there is a pretty good chance if anyone's taking odds that Air America will survive. So there you go. There you have it. I don't know how it'll survive, but it'll survive. Got good people here. Everybody, the people that are here are deeply impassioned.
All six of us.
Yeah, it's a world of empty cubicles out here. All right, Kent. Is Watton back on? Can you have Watton?
I got cut off.
Okay.
I think it's one of you Democrats. You hang up on us when we're trying to make a point.
Yeah.
Mark?
Yes.
I got to go. I got Christmas stuff to do. You Jews wouldn't know about it, but I got Christmas things to do.
Okay.
But God loves you. Deal with it.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye, Lawton.
Goodbye.
Thank you. I can't move on. You know, I would like to talk about that Michael Richardson for a second when we come back. I know that it's old news, but I am a comic who has lost it on stage before. Never like that. But I'm trying to figure out lately, you know, I know where it comes from, but I still, you know, cannot forgive what he said necessarily. But it's a can of worms, man. That's for sure. And I don't know if I'm prepared to do it for the rest of the show, but I will chime in on that. Thanks for your calls, 866-303-227. I'll keep taking it throughout the show. 46 past the hour. It's Mark Maron in for Cedar.
Sticks and stones may break his bones, but conservative lies will only make him stronger. Sam Cedar, only on Air America Radio.